Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson, a few things we want to talk about, basically capital project. One of the more important ones, some work planned for the Michipicoten Memorial Community Center.
Absolutely. So it's summertime now. We've had our budget passed a couple months ago, and we've worked through some of the municipal processes that we have to follow, doing requests for proposals, requests for quotations, and compiled all of our capital projects and scheduled them for the summer. So great opportunity to update folks on what's happening this summer at the community center so that when everybody comes back for the fall, you know, hopefully everything goes well this summer and we have some new pieces in place, fix some pieces that have been issues over the last couple years and welcome people back to a well-maintained facility.
We're not talking about massive overhaul, but there is some changes that are planned.
Absolutely. So the big project, the about $3 million that we're looking for, we continue to apply to different funding sources and try and work out successful applications to a couple places, FedNor, Trillium, NOHFC. Those are all funders that we've been in talks with, we've made applications to, we've worked with engineers on some of the really big picture things that are honestly in the background a little bit more, and I think the average person coming into the community center won't see as much of, because there are things like HVAC units on the roof and plant work and things like that. Some of the smaller items that we're doing this year is something that really has like a day-to-day effect on people using the facility. So one of the biggest complaints that we get is the arena is quite cold, and obviously that's for a lot of reasons. We make ice in there. The place isn't very well insulated because the barn itself was built in the late 50s, early 60s, but we have some heaters coming in. We were able to find a local contractor and get the heaters replaced on the north side, which is the opposite side of where most people sit, and they've been broken for about 3 or 4 years now, so it's really nice to have those replaced. We're also replacing the sound system in the actual arena itself. So particularly for figure skaters who use it all the time and who sometimes have struggled with it as amps are getting older and getting fried and things aren't working properly, that'll be replaced this year. As well as on our regular plant maintenance, we also have some more major replacements that need to occur as pieces of the plant wear out and get past their lifespan. So the curling glycol pump, which supplies cold glycol to the curling side of our facility, is being replaced this year as well, which will be more efficient, and that'll help us with some of our energy usage at the facility and essentially try and make it cheaper to run our facility, especially with rising electricity costs. So those are some of the major things that are happening on the ice side of things. In terms of the building itself, we're also redoing some portions of flooring. So we've picked out some of the worst places in the facility to replace flooring, and we've been able to work with a local contractor to get that flooring redone as well. So we're doing the flooring. The worst two places right now in the building are the south hallway dressing room, so that's rooms 3, 4, and 5 in the hallway itself, as well as our community center gym, which both of those places have had some really serious bubbling over the last couple years. They cause some trip hazards. We tend to have a lot of maintenance there, cutting the flooring, gluing the flooring, trying to patch it all together. So we're really looking forward to having that replaced and being able to not have to spend so much time there trying to fix it and cobble it together slowly but surely.
A lot of the time when you do capital projects like this, upgrades, it's often cutting down on the maintenance requirements, the time and effort that your staff are going toward, and some of the costs in the process then as well.
Absolutely. So like a good example is the curling glycol pump. That's a piece of infrastructure that doesn't have any backup. So if that pump were to fail, we would almost definitely lose the curling ice or have to really, it would be a sketchy thing to try and keep that running through the season if that pump were to ever go. So that pump is past the end of its lifespan. It was installed in 1996 with the rest of the plant. They have about a 20-year lifespan on it, so you do the math, and we've been okay so far, but it's one of those pieces of infrastructure in the plant that is pretty critical and that we're trying to replace on a schedule as recommended by the manufacturer. So that piece of equipment diminishes repairs, but also pumps now are more efficient than the pump that was originally in there. So that's going to help us a little bit on energy savings as we replace it with more modern infrastructure that's more energy efficient. So trying to minimize that sort of downtime and the breakdowns, as well as make things more efficient wherever we can. demand, especially in the plant, because it's just such a high point use of electricity.
And I know that the MMCC, obviously one of the bigger responsibilities, but you have a number of other places you're responsible for. What are some of the other projects that you have happening?
A couple of the bigger things that we're doing this year. If folks remember, a couple years ago, we replaced the garbage cans, the benches, as well as put some new flower pots up and down Broadway. We were going to do Mission Road as part of that project as well, but we were awarded funding to actually resurface Mission Road right at the same time, so we held off for a couple years until Mission Road was finished. And so right now you'll see a bunch of new benches and receptacles that have been installed this year. That was part of, you know, one of our capital projects in terms of beautification of the community. We're also working on some new tourism facing billboards. So people have probably noticed that the billboards for Scenic High Falls are quite faded, so some of that we're looking for funding for, but other pieces and other billboards around our community need to be redone so our community looks fresh and is really attractive to people as we try and get them off the highway and into our community. So you'll see some new billboards this year, one or two guaranteed, but then three or four if we can find some additional funding from some different sources for them. And then you've got some capital projects that we're looking for funding for. So we talked already about the modernization of the community center, and that's some really back-end stuff to focus on energy efficiency and fixing some of the major pieces of infrastructure here at the community center. We also continue to make applications for the sports field, and in particular the track, which is something that we've struggled with the last couple of years, is there's simply just no material left in the base of our track for us to continue to maintain it. We also are looking for some different funding for some playgrounds around our community. We have playgrounds in the Mission that are well past their prime and they don't match our CSA standard anymore. Those replacements are actually relatively expensive, and so we're looking for funding to replace those. So there's four or five projects that are conditional to funding that may or may not happen this year based on what funding we get, but any funding that we can manage to get this year, then we can put it into next year's capital budget as well. So some of them are very funding dependent, and that's kind of the nature of a recreation department, is a lot of these things are not mandated by the Municipal Act, but they're still important for our community, and it's really important for us to maximize the tax dollars that our community gives us. And one of the ways to do that is to go out for funding and try and get 80 or 90 cents on the dollar to really bring some money back into our community from the province and the feds, depending on which funding we can get.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.